Excellent. Congratulations, dude.
In round one, the Broncos got their guy.
The Denver Broncos!
Yeah! Athletic and strong-armed, the Broncos hope Paxton Lynch is their QB of the future.
He's ours now, so we'll get to see a bunch of him, but... A great young man, big, good-looking athlete, so we need to get to work.
On a snowy day in Denver, the Florida native quickly got acclimated to the place he'll call home.
It feels a lot like Florida.
And now the Broncos' top decision-makers will turn their attention to rounds 2 and 3, and we'll be live all night long with the Broncos' perspective. The BTV Live Draft Show starts right now.
Day one, possibly bringing in a franchise quarterback. What will day hold? What will day two hold for the 2016 Broncos NFL Draft? Hello, everyone. I'm Matt Boyer. Andrew Mason to my left. This is the Broncos TV Live Draft Show from Broncos headquarters. We'll hear from Phil Milani in just a minute. He's down the hall with head coach Gary Kubiak. And Mace, we heard just about a half an hour ago from Paxton Lynch. Paxton Lynch is now in the Broncos building. He arrived about an hour ago. Made it through the snow, managed to make it here safely, and what did you take from his press conference? He was all smiles, ear to ear.
All smiles, just very excited about being with the Broncos. Didn't seem too put off by the snow that's falling here on the next to last day of April. Probably also what was interesting, Justin Fuente, who was his college coach at Memphis and is now at Virginia Tech, spoke before Lynch did on a conference call and really kind of talked about the leadership ability that Paxton Lynch showed as far as being able to reach a lot of teammates mm-hmm. from all different types of personalities. The guy really brings the locker room together. And that kind of – and the leadership was actually something that some people questioned, and ESPN's Jeff Legwell brought that up when he talked with Lynch. But he admitted he was a little bit bothered by some of the critiques of the leadership, and certainly there's ample evidence to the contrary that shows what kind of leader he was. And Fuente, was effusive in his praise of his former pupil.
Paxton Lynch was picked up at the airport by Director of Player Development Ray Jackson. We were – lucky enough to be along for the ride. In fact, we'll have that coverage on our website, denverbroncos.com, later on. However, it was great to see the fact that Paxton really held his own in that press conference, didn't he? He wasn't swayed by any of the questions. And it was cool to hear the fact that Mark Sanchez and Trevor Siemian, his two quarterbacks in that room with him, both reached out.
Yep, they weren't the only ones as well. Both Emmanuel Sanders and Demaryius Thomas reached out. Actually, Sanders gave him a nice shout-out on Twitter last night. And C.J. Anderson also texted Paxton Lynch in the last 24 hours since he's been picked. So, mm-hmm. Good to see the players reaching out to him. And Paxton said the message was simple. Just come in here and be ready to work. And I have every confidence that Lynch will do that.
Another guy that was lucky enough to give Paxton Lynch an in-person shout-out today, head coach Gary Kubiak. And that is where we find our own Phil Milani. He is down the hall with the head coach. Phil.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, we're here with head coach Gary Kubiak. You had a chance to meet with Paxton Lynch today. Just good to have him in the building.
Yeah, it is. Great to see him. Obviously, we visited with him about maybe 3 weeks ago, and we had him in here before. But he's ours now, so we'll get to see a bunch of him. But great young man, big, good-looking athlete, so we need to get to work.
What's the one thing about him that you're most excited about?
Well, I just think the opportunity that he has. I mean, not many kids come into – he's coming into a great opportunity, good football team. I get to learn from Mark and Trevor. They're kind of growing together in what we do offensively. But, just excited for the young man. Been doing this a long time. And when you see talent like this with the opportunities that he has, it's good to be a part of it.
We have the rookie camp coming up just a little bit. Exciting to get out there. How eager are you to get on the field with him?
Yeah, next weekend we'll do a lot of teaching more than anything. And actually I just told him, I said, we'll kind of get you introduced to everything that's going on. Then the first time you walk in the locker room with the big boys is a week from Monday. So he started smiling. So just need to get him to be a part of our team. And that's everybody. But I know he's looking forward to it.
What's the hardest thing about being a first-round quarterback pick coming into the NFL?
Well, I think there are a lot of eyes on you and expectations. But, hey, that's on us. I mean, we need to do this a day at a time and bring him along the right way. I know he's very confident in what he's doing. But I think it's up to us to slow the process down, make sure we're doing the right things, and keep him level and heading in the right direction.
A big first day of the draft, got the quarterback. Now big day two here. Where does the focus going to go from now?
Well, I think we just continue to make our team better. You know, John does a great job. Had a big commitment last night once we saw this young man's availability there later in the draft and got that done. So a lot more work to do today. Got a couple of picks today and make our team better.
Okay, well, thank you very much, guys. Back to you.
Thanks, Phil. Phil Milani, probably the hardest working man at Broncos headquarters today, coming in, interviewing Gary Kubiak, also coming in with Paxton Lynch. Don't tell him I said that, okay? Just keep that between us, okay, Mace?
Yeah, you, me, and everyone out there was watching. Yeah, good luck.
Right, okay. All right, well, speaking of Gary Kubiak, though, we heard a lot from him right there. It seems like Coach Kubiak, he's said as much, has got his guy, and he was all smiles when Paxton Lynch walked into this building today.
Yeah, you can't blame him. I mean, they really targeted Paxton Lynch all night long last night, and knowing that they couldn't really get Carson Wentz or Jared Goff, two guys that they also liked. So the focus turned to Lynch, and they worked on that from looking from the 17th pick on down, trying to make a trade. And they were trying to make sure they were ahead of a couple of teams in particular, Dallas and Cleveland. There was a lot of interest from both of those teams, and they were trying to move up. In the end, the Broncos had the right offer. Now, Dallas, according to reports, offered their second-round pick and a third-round pick, which is higher than the third-round pick the Broncos gave to the Seahawks. But at the same time, a second-round pick isn't as valuable as the 31 overall pick that the Broncos gave to Seattle, because that being a first-round pick, it came with the fifth-year option, and that is what might have tilted the deal in favor of the Broncos as opposed to the Cowboys.
In a situation like that, where you've got multiple teams trying to move up, how conscious do you think the Broncos were of specifically the Cowboys or specific teams trying to move up? Do you think they have that type of info at their fingertips in that moment?
Well, they have intel about what teams are doing, but then again, you have to wonder how much of that is legit, how much of that is a smokescreen. Like, even though they thought the Jets weren't going to go for a quarterback at number 20 at the same time, when Jets GM Mike Maccagnan gets up there at his pre-draft press conference and says how much they like Bryce Petty's development, is that legitimate, or is it something that, you know, is a smokescreen? Are they trying to mask their interest in a quarterback? So there was a little bit of nervousness when the Jets came up, but they didn't pick Paxton Lynch. They went defense, of course. And then when Cleveland traded down, when they traded down from 8 to 15 and they were continuing to accumulate picks, there was some thought that maybe the Browns were going to be interested. There'd, you know, been a lot of reports that the Browns were really watching Paxton Lynch closely and scouting him and getting a feel for him. But end up working out, and the Broncos made a deal. And I really, in sacrificing the 94th pick to move up five selections, if you really believe in a franchise quarterback like Paxton Lynch, that's a steal.